I gave everyone an order of service this morning, and we got to the sermon, and they asked me, who's Joseph? And I said, Joseph's actually me. The sermon is about Joseph. They thought because I'd got other people involved that someone called Joseph was coming to do the sermon. And maybe you might wish that he had when we finished, but it's more of a talk than a sermon, as it's all age worship. At the beginning of Matthew 1, which was not read, I don't think Isaac would have liked to have read the first bit of Matthew, and if you have a look you'll see why, because it's actually a genealogy of Jesus's ancestors, so it had all the long names that you could think of and you wouldn't know how to say some of them. I don't know how to say some of them, so I'm glad that I didn't do that. And it's all set out in three groups of 14 ancestors, which I think shows God's planning. And this genealogy is also the record of Joseph's ancestors. This genealogy gives Jesus legal lineage through Joseph. Even now, most women take on the men's surname when they get married, which means the children of that marriage have the father's surname. If Mary had married someone different, then the lineage would have been different, even though Mary's lineage goes back to David. That didn't seem to count around that time. The purpose of Matthew's record of ancestors is to show Jesus is the true king descended from the royal line of David as God had promised. And this record would have been especially important to the Jewish people. Matthew takes Jesus through Joseph's ancestors back to the Old Testament figures of David and Abraham. The Jewish readers of this gospel would realise that Jesus had the necessary family connections to be the Messiah, God's anointed one, the one they were waiting for. One of Matthew's great concerns was to show how Jesus was exactly the person in whom the Old Testament was pointing. I think we sometimes forget when we're looking for evidence of Jesus' birth, we forget to look in the Old Testament at what was said to be coming in front. We forget that the Old Testament prophesied of Jesus coming. So it wasn't just something that happened, it was planned. It had purpose. Matthew wants to demonstrate the way in which Jesus fulfills those prophecies for the Jewish people. Mary was engaged to Joseph but hadn't had sexual relations with him. So when Joseph found out she was pregnant, he assumed that she had been unfaithful and prepared to divorce her. According to Jewish civil law, Joseph had every right to divorce her, and the Jewish authorities had every right to stone her to death. Joseph decides to have the divorce papers drawn up in private, out of kindness to Mary. He makes up his mind to avoid public trial, saving Mary from stoning. Yet as he was considering this course of action, an angel of the Lord appears to him and speaks to him in a dream and gives him the facts that Mary is with child through the Holy Spirit. This child is to be special. He won't be an ordinary child. Joseph may have considered that he had only two options, to divorce Mary quietly or to have her stoned. But God gave him a third option, to marry her. This choice may not have occurred to Joseph in the circumstances. Although he thought he was doing the right thing by breaking off the engagement, Only God's guidance helped him to make the best decision. Joseph changed his plans and went ahead with the marriage, even though others would have disapproved. Joseph is to call the baby Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. As a descendant of David and his name or adoption of Jesus, Joseph officially makes Jesus a son of David. And the name Jesus means the Lord saves. Jesus came to save us from sin and its consequences. And as I've mentioned about the prophecies in the Old Testament, in Isaiah, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. And Emmanuel means God with us. Jesus was God in the flesh, God literally among us, with us. Joseph chose to obey the angel and he married Mary. His action revealed several admirable qualities: righteousness, discretion, sensitivity, responsiveness to God, self-discipline, and obedience. Joseph was a man with strong beliefs. He was prepared to do what was right, despite the pain he knew it would cause. Joseph not only tried to do what was right, he also tried to do it the right way. When Mary told Joseph about her pregnancy, Joseph knew the child wasn't his, but his respect for her character and the explanation she gave him, as well as her attitude towards the expected child, must have made it hard to think his bride had done something wrong. How would Joseph have felt? Hurt? Angry? Disappointed? Asking why? Still, someone else was the child's father, and it was mind-boggling to accept that that someone else was God. Joseph was acting with justice and love. He didn't want to see his betrothed hurt and killed. And then God sends the messenger to him to confirm Mary's story. Joseph obeyed God and married Mary, and he honoured her virginity until the baby was born. Joseph knew Jesus was someone special from the moment he heard the angel's words. His strong belief in that fact and his willingness to follow God's leading empowered him to be Jesus' chosen earthly father. I feel that Joseph is a very good example of how we should be. If we look closely, he has a lot of Christ-like qualities. We don't often look at Joseph. We don't often think about how he must have felt about his side of the story. We look at Mary and we look how difficult it was for her, but we never ever look at how difficult it must have been for Joseph. Are we like Joseph? Have we got accepted standards of morality and uprightness? Do we live by a divine law? Are we free from guilt and sin? Do we behave so as to avoid social embarrassment or distress to someone else? Are we sensitive to others' feelings or moods? When God asks us to do something, do we act? Do we have self-control? Are we as obedient as Joseph was? Are we submissive to authority, especially God's authority? Do we fulfill our responsibilities. Something to think about. Amen.